This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening, and because you want to find out more about the French re-revolution. You want to know about these yellow vesters out there. By the way, New California, tomorrow we are going to be wearing yellow vests at the reading of the grievances for New California. Yellow vests. At the reading of the grievances for New California. Yeah, we think it's a pretty good idea. We had a town hall meeting on Saturday in Morgan Hill, California, right in the heart of the Bay Area. 13 counties of the 58 counties showed up for the meeting. I don't know about you, but we call it something out here. The formation of a new state. And, you know, this is the revolution of our Constitution. Let's be very blunt here. This is not a violent thing in New California. It's a revolution, nonetheless. It's absolutely a revolution that, and really, in simpatico with what's going on in France, it's the same thing. What are we standing up for in New California? We don't want tyranny and oppression any longer, and we have it. It's just as plain as you can see on your faces. Look in the mirror. Tyranny is here. Do we need to talk about, do we need to talk about paradise? Paris and paradise, two symbols right now of oppression and tyranny. That's what New California stands for, against tyranny. And we have it here in California. Boy, howdy, do we ever. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. That's why we are going to don the yellow vests. We did so on Saturday. We passed them out to everybody. Big room full of, well, not a big room, but a sizable room full of yellow vesters. Standing in support of those in France. Now, we are a little bit different in that we will be following the Constitution. We will do it constitutionally, nonviolent. We've always said that. Our movement is a nonviolent movement. But, you know, this is what other countries do. This is a classic example of how we will move and transition to, into a new state, which will be a win-win for California and a win-win for New California and a win-win for the United States. That's the way we do things over here in this country. But a good example of how it's done in the old countries, look at France. Rounding up the usual suspects. And that suspect is going to be Macron, and he's gone. This is typical what happens in coup d'etats or revolutions in Europe and in other countries. And we don't want it here in this country. We certainly don't want it in New California. And it won't happen. New California pushing against high taxes, high regulations, high everything else that's high-mindedness, I guess you can say. Steve Hilton on The Next Revolution had a few comments about it. It was kind of interesting. I heard these comments yesterday and I thought, oh, how appropriate.
In 1790, one of the most important documents in the history of conservatism was published, Edmund Burke's Reflections on the Revolution in France. Burke criticized the revolutionaries for their focus on pompous, high-minded abstractions instead of practical measures to help actual people. Well, now the tables are turned. It's the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, who's wandering around the world, issuing high-minded proclamations, while the yellow vest revolutionaries on the streets of Paris are intensely practical. As one of the protesters pithily put it, "We are overtaxed, but at the Élysée, that's the president's residence, they spend $10,000 a month on the hairdresser." I don't know if President Macron's haircut is worth what's $11,000 a month, but the style he really should have is that of the original, out-of-touch French elitist Marie Antoinette. When told that the people couldn't afford bread, she famously said, "Let them eat cake." Guess what Macron said when French workers complained that his new gas tax meant they couldn't afford to get to work? He told them to carpool. What's going on in France is part of a worldwide populist uprising in the UK, in Germany, in Italy, in Eastern Europe, in Brazil, and of course here in America with Donald Trump's election. And support for Bernie Sanders, let's remember. Working people are saying they've had enough of decades of elitist policies like uncontrolled immigration that help those at the top but hurt everyone else. But there's something else going on too, the elitist fight back. In Britain, they're about to overturn Brexit. In Italy, the new populist government is about to have its budget rejected by the EU. And of course, here in America, the establishment is doing everything it can to get Donald Trump out of office before the next election. Well, here's the takeaway from the chaos in France. If the elitist idiots think that Trump, Brexit, and all these other populist movements are some kind of aberration and they can soon get back to business as usual, forget it. You can't treat working people with contempt and expect no consequences. There's a reason this show is called The Next Revolution. If the establishment overturn the Brexit vote or the 2016 presidential vote or any other of these votes, people are not going to passively take it. The revolution will continue. People will be on the streets. And no, President Macron, they won't get there in a carpool. Tell me what you think of that at Steve Hilton X and at Next Rev FNC.
Well, New California, hello. We're here, and it's working. 13 counties represented in Morgan Hill, California, on Saturday. Of 58 counties in California. The message is getting out. The French fight is the California, New California fight. That's what it is. It's the new California fight. And I agree with Steve Hill. If you think this is going to go away, if you think you're going to overturn the 2016 election and make it all go away, good luck. It's not going to go away. And if you continue to burn us out and murder us like they do in California, it certainly will not go away. It's time to do a little bit of a gut check, as Lou Holtz used to say. I used to always use that terminology with my kids. It's gut check time. And it is gut check time in America. It's gut check time in New California. No shirkers here. It's one of my comments that I made on Saturday night. In New California, there is no shirking allowed. You either stand up and step up or get out of the way. That's what we're doing in New California. And it's working. It's resonating. And in spite of those that want to stand in our way, you are going to be defeated again and again and again, because this movement is not going to stop until there's a new state called New California. And then there's going to be another new state after that called New Nevada. And then New Illinois. And then several other new states. Just to shock you, right? Shocking. Maybe there's going to be a New York. New York. There's New York. Kind of has a little ring to it, doesn't it? Maybe it'll be called New something else. But I do have a feeling that New York is in the sights of the new movement. Just thought I'd throw a little at you there. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or 821r.com. Adam Schiffless stares down Trump. I got a great picture of Adam Schiffless. Did I say Schiffless? Yes. Yes, I did. I said Schiffless. Adam Schiff. Schiff, Schiff. What an easy name to kind of like really change around and make fun of. And some people do that. Not me. We'll just call him Schiffless. Stares down. Boy, they got this bug-eyed stare on Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff has some very strange West Hollywood friends, I might add. Don't want to talk about that, Adam? Yes. Someday, Adam, it's going to all come down on you. Just to, you know, I'm just a specialist kind of guy. Anyway, Schiff stares down, says jail time for Trump. Media pushing impeachment. That's the headline on Drudge this morning. By the way, I just want to say how shameful it is that the media, basically, is not saying anything about France. Very little being said about France. I mean, one of the biggest things happening in the world is France today. But no, oh, no, we don't know, we can't do that. Right. So we just have to talk about Trump and the trials and travails of Donald Trump. Temporary Trump shift. Trump may face real prospect of jail time. Really? Yeah, no. Adam Schiff on Sunday said the president might face jail time. After prosecutors indicated last week he directed illegal payments during the 2016 presidential campaign. My goodness gracious. Really? Didn't know
indicated
about.
Last week that he directed illegal payments during his 2016 presidential campaign. Quote, there's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him. That he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time, he said on CBS's Face the Nation. Schiff's comments come after federal prosecutors said in a legal filing Friday that referred to Trump as Individual One, that Trump coordinated with and directed his former personal attorney Michael Cohen during the 2016 campaign to make illegal payments to two women claiming they had affairs with Trump. It was the first time prosecutors made those accusations against Trump.
Shocking. Shocking. See what we got. If we can actually get the show from
the filing
here we
made
go.
Friday by federal prosecutors in Manhattan references individual
Face
one
the Nation
about 30 times. Individual one is President Trump, and it appears to link him to campaign finance violations. It doesn't charge him with any wrongdoing, though. What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time. We have been discussing the issue of pardons that the president may offer to people or dangle in front of people. The bigger pardon question may come down the road as the next president has to determine whether to pardon Donald Trump. Now, I think the prosecutors in New York make a powerful case against that idea. All the arguments they make about Michael Cohen, the idea that while people are out walking precincts and doing what they should do in campaigns, the rich and powerful seem to live by a different set of rules. This was the argument for putting Michael Cohen in jail on these campaign violations. That argument, I think, was equally made with respect to Individual One, the President of the United States.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says, though, that this can't be a campaign finance violation because of the precedent set. He cites specifically what happened with former vice presidential candidate and Democrat John Edwards, who used campaign funding to cover up an affair. What do you make of that defense and interpretation?
Well, it's clear the Justice Department here is making the argument that the principal purpose of these payments was to affect the election. Mm-hmm. And Cohen has admitted as much. I think in the case with Edwards, there were problems of proof. Here, it appears the Justice Department doesn't think there's any problem of proving that this was intended to principally affect the election. And to have the Justice Department basically say that the President of the United States not only coordinated but directed an illegal campaign scheme that may have had an election-altering impact is pretty breathtaking.
Adam Schiff. Right, right. Well, oh God, it sounds so scary. I don't think it's as scary as Adam wants you to think, Mr. Paranoid himself, Mr. Leaker himself, known to be a leaker amongst everybody on the planet. Of course, he leaks everything. Like it or not, he leaks everything. I don't think that when you take a look at this Justice Department and the things that are going on with it and have been going on with it, I think this is going to be a little bit different thing to say in the next year and a half or 2 years. I think it's going to be a lot different. But anyway, Adam Schiff at it again. Not going to happen. Donald Trump, I think, is in pretty good shape, actually. Now we've got, of course, Stormy payments were campaign-related. Finance experts agree. Michael Cohen payouts, this is from Fox News. Payouts, a simple private transactions denies that they are campaign contributions. So let's see what we have to say here.
By Team Mueller and what they mean for the president. With that, we bring in Bob Driscoll, friend of the show, former official at DOJ. Pick up where Ellison Barber left off, Bob, here. As we look at these, so many of the president's enemies are saying, hey, look, you weren't cleared. You're individual number one. These campaign finance violations are somehow this immense deal. It doesn't feel that way, though, when you look at the law and the John Edwards situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a defensible case. I mean, I'm never going to say it's a minor thing when the president's essentially accused of directing a felony. And that's never good for the White House. It's not good for the president. In terms of if this were a case that would be tried in court, which it's not because you can't indict the president, there'd be all kinds of defenses to this campaign finance violation, such as this is my modus operandi when I'm not campaigning. I have plenty of reasons other than the election to pay off women. That's totally unsavory from a personal perspective, but it's totally valid legal defense.
When you read through these charging memos, Team Mueller makes a persuasive case that Michael Cohen is a garbage human being. We won't litigate that here now. We'll just reasonable people might be able to read it and decide for themselves about the validity of his feelings. But how is it that you say this guy, Cohen, is a garbage human being, but by the way, he also implicates the president. And right. Then you've got this leap. Well, Cohen is an admitted liar and a congenital liar, but yet somehow, because he said it, it must be true that the president did this.
Right. Well, I think there's a distinction to be made. The Southern District U.S. Attorney's Office really piled on Cohen. Mueller's team was a little bit softer on Cohen, about his cooperation. But I think the way any prosecutor deals with that is by saying, look, we didn't pick these witnesses. The president did. You know, if the president surrounds himself with garbage human beings, they're the people that are around when things are going on, and that's who we have to use as witnesses. Now, when you have someone you've attacked as being untruthful, you need to have other corroborating evidence for what they say. Because if it were only their word, you are in pretty rough shape, because the same government that's telling you to believe them in one instance has repeatedly said they've lied in others. So, you know, that's a problem they need to overcome. But I think, you know, this is heading towards a report. There's no cross-examination of a report, and you can put those statements in there when the report is finished.
Mueller is clearly thoughtful about what his legacy and what this report is going to look like. Conceivably, right. Though, if he is going to base all of his findings off of the admissions of two people who are admitted liars, meaning Cohen and Manafort who is accused of lying about lying, it doesn't lead you to believe this is going to be some kind of bombshell, persuasive, life-changing report.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you think of the underlying crimes, but I would imagine he has more than their statements or else he wouldn't be trusting them. And so, you know, you make a statement, is it backed up by emails, is it backed up by documents, are there text messages that show Trump directed it, those kind of things. If, I agree with you. If it was only the word of these two guys and that was the only evidence that they had, the president's lawyers would be very happy with that.
Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Staff after now. saying General John Kelly will step down by the end of the year. In a late-night tweet, the president says he's interviewing potential replacements after rumored frontrunner Nick Ayers confirmed it will not be him. Who else is on the short list? Here to discuss is GOP strategist and former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security, Lauren Claffey. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's begin with Nick Ayers' tweet that he sent out. He actually thanked the president. He said, thank you at Real Donald Trump, at VP, and my great colleagues for the honor to serve our nation. At the White House, I will be departing at the end of the year, but we'll work with the MAGA team to advance the cause, hashtag Georgia, because he said, of course, his reason for bypassing a job is to go back home to Georgia, spend some time with his young family there instead. Some of the list that's going around. Let's begin with Congressman Mark Meadows, according to Axios. What do you think about him, his name on the list, you know, pluses and minuses? Give us your take.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's important to remember here that, one, John Kelly has done a fabulous job in this role, and it's very common for chief of staffs to be cycled through in administrations. President Obama had five during his 8 years, and they usually just signal a shift in priorities for the administration. They can focus on different priorities that they need at that moment. So when we're discussing each of these candidates, it's really just to see how well they're going to jive with the president and how well they're going to work with him first and foremost. But most importantly, they have a real battle coming up with the Democratic House coming in and the investigations that they know are going to be taking place. So they do need someone a little bit more political in that role and someone who has a little bit more familiarity with how Congress is going to be approaching the next 2 years.
So Mark Meadows, Republican congressman from North Carolina, is currently the chairman of the Conservative Freedom House Caucus.
Yes. So he makes a lot of sense, right? He's currently in the House. He obviously has that background. And he is head of the Freedom Caucus, which obviously aligns very well with what the president believes in and what he hopes to achieve, you know, during his presidency. So he doesn't have as much management experience. So that's going to be a challenge for him coming in and having to, you know, push through and work with the White House staff to make sure that the legislative agenda of the president still maintains, but he is a fabulous choice in the regard that he does have a huge familiarity with what Congress is going to be doing and obviously intimately knows those members.
What about some of the challenges coming up? What would be the benefit of Steve Mnuchin, who's currently obviously the Treasury Secretary?
So he has already established a record of success, right? He pushed through tax reform and worked with the White House very closely on that. And also the performance of the economy can be attributed to him. He works very well with the Fed and keeping everything on track. And so that has been a huge plus for this administration is the performance of the economy. President Trump is very proud of that. And most importantly, he's managed a large agency. He has the respect of White House staff and the president. And that's going to be really important for this next role is someone who understands how the president works and can speak very honestly and truthfully to him about what is going on a daily basis and help him make tough decisions and stay focused.
Yeah, we know one of the huge battles coming up is going to be that of the budget. Mick Mulvaney, current budget director, possibly taking over this role.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a combination of the two, right? I mean, he has a former track, or he has a previous track record with this administration of doing well and performing. He, you know, took over the multiple roles within the White House and really has been a pinch hitter for them in regards to budget issues and pushing forward a reorganization of the White House, of the executive branch, consolidating agencies, those types of things, looking for efficiencies. So he has the respect and he also has the success in the administration, but he's also a former congressman. Yeah. Right. He came from that.
Yeah. And then finally, Robert Lighthizer, U.S. Trade Representative.
So I think that he does a great job in regards to he's pushing through very difficult and politically fraught trade agreements, and he's having some success in it. And I think that has endeared him to the White House and to the president in particular, that he's really stood the course and has proven his loyalty and success in his trade agreements.
I like how you phrase that. Politically fraught trade agreements. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. A lot to get through. We appreciate it.
Well, well, well. So John Kelly is out, and some people are saying he's not a happy camper. But, you know, I got to tell you, I think it was a good move to get rid of him. I really do. I think he was a deep state operator. That's just my opinion. And now the scramble is on as to who is it going to be. Mnuchin? I say Mnuchin. I'll tell you why, because I think he's proven himself. And he needs to have these people that have proven themselves for the next 2 years, of course. The next 2 years. And we're going to be seeing how this all pans out. Of course, what's going to happen to all these elections? That are they going to be overturned? I think it's very, very, very interesting that the largest amount of corruption for these elections was over here in California, of course, where there is no fair elections. It's just totally corrupt. Everybody knows it. And what's going to happen to the Republican Party in California? That's the other thing. Is there a Republican Party left to have anything about? Or are they just going to have their nice little elite dinners and say, oh, so much for the California Republican Party. No party for you. Anyway, but the elections is the question. Of course, they had this election in the Carolinas there. And it turned out the Republican was doing the same thing that everybody over here in California was doing on the left. Provisional ballots. And they started showing up. And, of course, everybody said, oh, we're not going to vote for him. Yet they did. Provisional ballot. And they said the Republican did it. Now, I want to say this because I think this is nothing more than a ploy from the left to try and divert your attention away from all the sin in California at the ballot box, which, by the way, was orchestrated just like it. Just like it. Okay. Now, here's the big news that just popped up. I got this, the shining object came screaming across my stream. May delay. Prime Minister pulls Brexit votes. Humiliation. Now, this is something that the other day in the streets of London, in a protest against Theresa May, people were chanting, Trump, 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 we want Trump, 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 we want Trump, Trump, Trump. Can you believe that? Of course, they're doing that in France. France, because they know he's an anti-globalist. So Theresa May's problem is very real. And her problem stems from the fact that what she did, was she decided that she was going to go all in on just sort of saving the Brexit deal for, you know, we'll just keep the laws of the European Union and everything will be good in the hood. We'll just be our own autonomous state. Now, how does that work out for you, right? So the people started to protest Miss May. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Here we go. Let's see if this all works here. I'm going to pull this one up here. I think we are. Here we go.
Officially confirmed, but Theresa May has postponed Tuesday's UK Parliament vote on whether to approve her Brexit divorce deal.
Uh-oh.
A series of media reports citing government sources about the delay emerged Monday morning after the British Prime Minister held an emergency call with her senior ministers. May is due to make a statement to Parliament later, according to the reports. The news came amid mounting speculation the Prime Minister would lose the vote if it went ahead. And just hours after the European Court of Justice confirmed the UK could unilaterally revoke Article 50, the official Brexit trigger. That makes clear Britain can cancel Brexit, due on March 29 next year, without having to get permission from the other EU member states and with no penalties attached. Opponents of Brexit see that as another potential escape route as it boosts their hopes for a second referendum. The city was less happy to hear the news. Sterling fell to its lowest value since June 2017. And if Theresa May is holding out for help from the EU, she may be out of luck. The European Union's executive stressed again Monday it would not renegotiate its side of the Brexit agreement.
And now, with round-the-clock updates from Reuters journalists, here are today's top stories.
I hate it when this happens. More Theresa May.
Huawei's jailed executive pushes for bail.
Yeah, the situation in Great Britain is also going out of control. I think that's the thing that people need to understand. Let's catch up with the Reuters thing here and see what they have.
It remains to be officially confirmed, but Theresa May has postponed Tuesday's UK Parliament vote on whether to approve her Brexit divorce deal.
Okay, now this is very humiliating to Theresa May. And the people that want Brexit are just absolutely fuming. The problem is the people who want Brexit are the working class people. That is what they've got going on. So you have the same thing happening now. In, I mean, they want out, the people want out of the EU. And they're tired of paying their taxes so that the EU gets money from them and nothing for them. It says the article that goes along with this, the move thrust the United Kingdom's divorce from European Union into chaos, with possible options including a disorderly Brexit with no deal, another referendum on EU membership, or a last-minute negotiation of May's deal. May's own position could face a swift challenge. Main opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Colme said the United Kingdom no longer had a functioning government. Now, this is so, what are they saying? Well, they're saying things like New California and California has no longer a functioning government. A small Northern Irish party, which props up May's conservative minority government, called the situation a shambles. And Scottish nationalists pledged to support a vote to bring down the government. This protest thing, people thinking they got to protest against the government. Corbyn said the government has decided Theresa May's Brexit deal is so disastrous that it's taken the desperate step of delaying its own vote at the 11th hour. Sterling D3 skidded to its weakest level, in other words, this pound sterling, since June 2017, falling to 1.26 to the dollar. The decision to halt the vote came just hours after the EU's top court ruled that Britain could unilaterally withdraw its decision to leave the bloc on June 29th. Really? What does that do for the people, though? May's comment called the ruling meaningless because Britain has no intention of halting Brexit. But critics of her plans said the ruling opens options, including delaying the exit for more talks or calling it off if voters change their minds. After repeated warnings that the December 11th vote in Parliament could humiliate her government, as opponents and supporters of Brexit joined in opposition to her deal. They joined, in other words, no deal for you, Theresa. The left and the right came against her. See, this is what's happening in California. This is what's happening in France. The left and the right are coming together to revolt. That's my point. Left and right are coming together to revolt. I'm telling you, we get the calls from the left. San Francisco, Marin County, all those guys, they want out. No more California for you. They don't like any of this stuff. Afterwards, the leader of the House of Commons, Andriette Lansom, who organizes business in Parliament on the government's behalf, was due to speak. If May stays in power, she could seek to get a better deal from the EU at a summit on the December 13th and 14th in the hope of putting it before Parliament at a later date. EU diplomats and officials said part of the deal that is most contentious in Britain, a backstop to ensure so hard land border, no hard land border between British-ruled Northern Ireland and the EU member Irish Republic, must remain in place. May's opponents say the backstop could leave Britain subject indefinitely to EU rules long after it gives up. In drafting them. See, the EU wants Great Britain in. So they're going to suck them in with the rules and the regulations, right? It's more rules, more regulations. If you want to leave, these are our terms for your leaving. That's not a deal for Great Britain. Hello? Is it? Great Britain wants their own autonomy. Of course, a lot of the British don't, but most of them do. Brexit, in Britain's Brexit is Britain's most important decision since World War II. Supporters say it frees Britain to trade more widely with the rest of the world. And opponents say it will make Britain poorer and divide a West grappling with Donald Trump's unconventional presidency and growing assertiveness from Russia and China. The ultimate outcome will shape Britain's $2.8 trillion or 2.21 million trillion pounds economy, have far-reaching consequences for the unity of the United Kingdom, and determine whether London can keep its place as one of the top two global financial centers. Mm-hmm. See, London, the Vatican, and Washington and New York are the financial centers of the world, right? That's as they say. Just hours before May decided to cancel the vote, the EU court ruled that they could cancel its official Article 50 notice to leave the bloc without permission from the other EU members and without losing any special privileges. In other words, come on back to us. You're open. And that was an EU court. Big deal. Like that means anything, right? Says that went against the position of the EU's own executive commission, which said Britain would need approval from other members to halt Brexit. And European leaders had argued London could lose perks agreed over the years, such as a valuable rebate on its dues if it cancels its withdrawal. The timing of the court ruling on the eve of the scheduled parliament vote was no coincidence. The court said it expedited its decision to ensure British lawmakers knew their options. And May's foreign minister, Jeremy Hunt, called the ruling irrelevant because Britain will leave on schedule no matter what, and to do otherwise would disrespect the majority that voted to do so. You see, when you are a country such as Great Britain and you give up your borders to the globalists, they don't want you to get your borders back. That's the gig. As the state of California, if they want to give up their borders, the globalists don't want to give it back. Right? The caravans, all this stuff is designed to break down the borders. Now, on the other hand, New California wants to create additional borders, additional autonomy for the people of rural California. Now, the rural people of France are revolting right now for the same thing that rural California wants to establish itself as, New California. There's lack of representation. And this whole Theresa May Brexit thing screams of lack of representation, as the elites here clearly are demonstrating their control and desire to have control over the borders of Great Britain. I'm talking about the EU elites. It's all power and control. It's all the elites that want to take it away from you and me and everybody else. They just want, and they've had it. In the United States, it's Reynolds versus Sims all throughout the United States. It's not just California and New York and Oregon and Washington. No. It's everywhere. Everywhere you have powerful city centers in the state, you've got the elites going on that are taking it all away from the rural people. And that's part of globalism. How do you destroy a republic? Globalism, regionalism, Soviet-style governance. It's all from the playbook of United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century. And it's falling apart on them right now. People are rising up and saying, no, nein, niet, nada. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com.
One, zero.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com. A21R.com for all of your informational needs. Agenda 21 Radio. And also NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We've just got a ton of things going on in New California. And great meeting. Great meeting in Morgan Hill, California. Beautiful town, Morgan Hill. The foothills are just beautiful up there. Beautiful town. And had a wonderful time up there. Felt like a rock star. I was up on a kind of like a little stage there and talking to people. It's kind of neat. Kind of a neat experience. Never had that rock star experience. it was nothing. It was nothing. But listen, the big thing, 13 counties were at the meeting. 13 counties sent representatives to that meeting. 13 out of 58. That is huge. That is a huge statement. New California, it's for real. Just like in Paris, it's for real. Absolutely, it's for real in Paris. And all France, and now Great Britain. And what are they chanting? We want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. How's that going to work for you, Mr. Shiftless? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.